if you don't own the rights in the end product that you've actually had developed, then you've got no business.
Hello and welcome to BrandTuned, the only podcast on branding that covers IP, which is intrinsic to business and brands. I'm Shireen Smith, lawyer, brand strategist, and curious business owner, keen to discover the secrets of effective brand building to create a successful business.
Today I'm going to discuss how to protect an idea for an app. The renowned inventor Thomas Edison famously declared, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration." His point was that hard work is required to transform any idea into a successful product. So when you have a great idea for an app or any other innovation, which instinct is telling you could be groundbreaking, bear this in mind. The idea just has potential at this stage. To transform that idea into your vision for it involves addressing various issues along the way, some of which I'll discuss now, and whether you will ultimately have a successful app depends on whether your idea is well received. So research is essential. Did you know that Magic Cab was launched 3 years before Uber? However, they didn't implement the idea as well as Uber, and hence haven't had the level of success that Uber has enjoyed. Talking of Uber, apps are so widespread nowadays. I certainly use a number of them. Each one is great at addressing a particular need, be it Voice Recording Pro for excellent quality, easy to use voice recording, Scannable, which is so much better than using your camera to copy documents, or Calendly to schedule meetings. So there's seemingly an app out there for virtually anything you want to do. So if you have an idea for a new one, quite aside from the very real practical problem of finding somebody who understands your vision and can deliver an app that reflects what's in your head, there is the real problem of how to protect the idea so that you benefit from it. You'll be investing time and money in getting the project off the ground, even if you do intend at some point to attract investment. Unless you're a computer scientist, the real challenge will be in developing the actual app. You'll need to find, you know, the right person or company to develop it for you, or find a partner to join you who's a tech person. Generally, it means using the right agreement to plan the project and protect your interest with them. Invariably, as with any transformation, you need to use the law to support you if you're to achieve your aims. Otherwise, if you ignore the law, there's the very real possibility of discovering some major flaw in how you structured everything. In terms of intellectual property, it can happen all too easily that you'll discover an unintended consequence which could actually be fatal to the entire project. For example, if you don't own the rights in the end product that you've actually had developed, then you've got no business. So intellectual property needs to be covered off first and foremost before you go about implementing your idea. I can't stress that enough. It's such an important consideration when transforming your idea for anything into a successful end product or service, and especially important when that idea for a new app is for a new app. You know, people often wonder what intellectual property actually is. Well, anything that you have legal title over is your property. Your tangible property, maybe your house, your car, furniture, equipment, etc. Intangible property that's possible to have legal title over includes a brand name, a logo, an invention, secret recipe, an app, and so on. Now, intangible property is often referred to as intellectual property. IP is just an umbrella term that covers five principal rights, namely copyright, patents, trademarks, designs, and confidential information. A name is protected through trademarks, while material that businesses tend to use, such as websites, content, videos, photographs, brochures, etc., are all protected by copyright. So owning the legal title to any type of property gives the owner certain legally enforceable rights. These could be really important to the long-term profitability of your idea, because only the owner of the right may license it to third parties, just as only the owner of a physical property may rent it out to someone else. Now, as intellectual property is intangible, you're not restricted as to the number of people that you may license. However, just because you're using something doesn't mean you own it. The important question is whether you are the owner of the IP right in the app or not. If you're not, then you won't be the one with the right to license the property to other people. Intellectual property has some surprising rules, which mean that ownership of rights don't necessarily lie where you might expect them to lie. If you don't take the right actions very early on when you're creating something, you know, if you're not careful how you implement your ideas, then you may actually lose an opportunity to own a valuable intellectual property right. So it's really important to know what you're doing when you're turning ideas for a new project into reality. You know, some of the issues that you should anticipate in the journey from idea to product will become apparent if you take the time to critically assess the idea itself. Spend time doing really thorough research to check the market viability of the product. And then before you take any steps to implement your idea, you know, take the time to understand the legal protection on that idea.
My guest next week is Ruth King, also known as the Profitability Master, that helps companies get and stay profitable. Ruth has a website, Profitability Revolution, with hundreds of videos, which anyone who buys one of her books, such as The Courage to be Profitable, would automatically get access to. If you've enjoyed the podcast, why not join my newsletter to receive fortnightly updates giving more insights on aspects of brand creation and brand building? Just download my 7 costly mistakes with your business and brand and you'll be added. Details are in the show notes.